Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's 8:25, Monday morning on KSJE. You're listening to the Scott Micklin Morning Program. And joining me now in our visual radio studio, Thomas Gonzalez is here. He is the rental center manager here at the San Juan College Health and Human Performance Center. Thomas, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for coming in to talk a little bit about your job, which has to be one of the funnest jobs here on campus, to be able to hang out with this cool equipment and rent it out to people and explain what it's all used for. And so a lot of people, I don't think, maybe still realize that the college offers outdoor equipment to get out and enjoy the great surroundings that we have here at the rental center, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's a pretty fresh idea to a lot of people in the region. We have a lot of great natural resources, and so we just like to offer people a safe and easy way to take advantage of that.
Right. And now, of course, with the seasons changing, you were telling me before we came on the air this morning that there's a lot of winter sports equipment that you all have, and in addition to the spring and summer stuff as well, correct?
Yes, sir. That's correct. So we tend to slow down during the winters, but one of the big things that we've been trying to promote is the winter sports. We're within easy driving distance of most of the more wintry locations.
Which I enjoy watching from afar. When I see the snow on the mountains. I can enjoy it, but I don't have to go deal with it. But if people do want to go deal with it, you're the guy, right?
Yes, sir. We have anything from snowshoes, cross-country skis, split board. So it's a snowboard that you can cross-country with.
Really?
It's divided in two parts.
Interesting.
And avalanche gear. Pretty much anything you could need for most of your outdoor recreation, even in the cold weather.
Okay. And it's available to rent it for a day, an afternoon, a couple of days, a weekend?
One of the nice things about our department is that whereas a lot of locations rent out gear by an hour basis or a day basis, we do go daily, but there isn't really much of a time requirement on them. So if you're taking a week-long snowshoe backpacking trip, we have most of the gear you would need, and you could take it for that period of time.
Gotcha. And this is all fairly new gear. Is there some training that goes along with it? If I'm not quite up to speed on how it all works, can I get a little quick lesson before I load it into the car and take off into the mountains with it?
Sure. One of the nice things about our department and our personnel is that most of us are either experienced members of the community when it comes to these activities, or we're trained in them by members of upper management or coworkers that we have. And part of what we do when a customer comes in is just assess their level of experience and offer advice ranging from safety to how to make the trip more fun for them.
Got you. And so this goes in addition to the other equipment that you have, as we mentioned, for some of the warmer times of the year or other times of the year. And so talk to me a little bit about some of that. I know mountain bikes are a big renter up there at the rental center, and what else?
So mountain bikes are hugely popular. We actually have some great trails right here in town. Aztec has Alien Run, of course, well known. But in addition to that, we do a lot of watercraft, kayaks, whitewater and sea kayak style. Canoes, paddle boards, that's huge right now, or was before it got cold.
Right.
Rafts, mostly that would be the majority of it, though we do carry other safety devices such as wetsuits, PFDs, helmets, to enhance those experiences.
Perfect. Right. Exactly. And so do folks need to be a member of the HHPC to use the rental center, or can they just come in off the street and look for stuff that they need for their weekend getaway?
So that's a question we actually get a lot. And the beautiful thing with the Outdoor Rental Center is that our goal is to be a community-focused rental center. So you do not have to be a member of the college or the gym in order to come take advantage of these resources. So any member of the community can come in. As long as you have an ID and form of payment, we're good to go.
Okay. And I would think that these things are really great for folks who maybe have thought about like snowshoeing, for example, but don't want to make the investment of buying their own gear just yet to know if they really like it, or just kind of like it for a couple hours and then want to go to the lodge and have a hot chocolate or something. Is this seems to be a great option for them, so they're not having to invest in equipment until they decide they really, really like this pastime.
Yeah. So, you know, as you mentioned before, you were asking about the experience level of customers. And one thing that's cool is that we're kind of the first stop for most people in the community when they're interested in getting into it. And as you said, a lot of the outdoor equipment can be very expensive, long-term investments. And if you get out there and have a negative experience, you may not want to purchase those things. So what we try to do is we create a affordable and easy first step to be that first contact for getting into the outdoors. That way, you know, it is safe, it is fun. And then from there, a lot of our customers do end up going out and purchasing their own gear. We had a family that spent the summer with us mountain biking, and they just ordered two personalized mountain bikes for themselves.
Wow.
And so, you know, it's a great place to get started and save a little money when you do so.
I would think so, definitely. And so with the equipment, though, it's relatively new, correct? You try to swap out the equipment from time to time, right? So people aren't renting out 10-year-old mountain bikes.
Yeah, we keep we try to keep everything on a well-maintained, if it is older. Mm-hmm. But we also do try to cycle in new stuff on a schedule that's really related to the use of the equipment. So things like mountain bikes, they do get worn out faster, though we do have professional maintenance and repair members in our community that work here at the facility as well. So we do keep those maintained. But for an example, with our paddle boards, we noticed a few had reached what we would consider a safe end of life. And so we partnered up with Soul Paddle Boards from Telluride, and we've got a new fleet of those available for the community to try out and rent from us.
Nice. And that's another thing about the rental center. Some of these manufacturers and brand names of this equipment that you rent out, I think people would recognize, and it's pretty good stuff, isn't it? I mean, then this stuff can hold up to constant use and things along that line. It's not just handing out a bike that's maybe designed to be used maybe once a week or something, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So Soul Paddle Boards, as I mentioned, you know, they're our newest one, and but they're really on the up and up, especially in this area. If you go to pretty much any body of water, you'll see some of their products. For our mountain bikes, we use Kona, which is a very well-recognized brand, Specialized. So we do try to, as part of the safety, but also just for long-term use and investment, we try to make sure that we show customers anywhere from upper mid-range to high-end gear, which would be what we would recommend for them to get started with as well. Because we definitely don't want to have something on a lower quality that may lead to injury or damage or repeated investment when we can really just go right for the best of it.
Right. And I guess you can tell the customers too how well these things hold up, or they can see for themselves how well they hold up on the trails or the lakes or rivers or whatever they're using your equipment for, right?
Yep. So, yes, sir.
Very good. I know you've got a couple of events, actually not a couple, a few events that are coming up at the HHPC this time of year. And one of them I know I'll be involved with too is happening this Saturday, not necessarily the climbing wall event. Let's not get crazy, but the Halloween carnival that you guys are a part of this Saturday at Salmon College Health and Human Performance Center, right?
Yes, sir. So with the Agave Club, the Halloween carnival is coming up this week. That's Saturday the 26th. And then following that, as part of the, keeping the kind of the holiday thing going, we have our Halloween bouldering competition.
Right.
So we'll have routes set up for anywhere from you know, kids to adults, beginners, and that'll be on Tuesday the 29th from 3 to 8:30.
Okay.
And then followed by just going right into November, we have our Turkey Toss. So that's the annual disc golf tournament that we host.
Now, let me ask you about these events a little bit. So at the Halloween Carnival, I know I'll be there as part of the costume contest, which is always a huge thing. I know a lot of the other Salmon College groups are in the gymnasium setting up. There's booths and things like that for kids to try their skills and things along that line, and you'll be doing what? Just kind of helping out too? And I know the climbing wall is open.
Yeah, so the rental center and its personnel will be there mostly just to help make sure things are going good, having fun. Some of us will be in costume. Others will be helping on the climbing wall, as you mentioned. That way we can ensure safe and fun activity that's a little different. I don't know where you can really go and get up on a climbing wall during Halloween besides our location.
Right. So that's always cool to see. And then so the bouldering competition a couple of days later, next Tuesday, is another actual competition. You've got age groups, right, that can compete against each other and things along that line. And it's always cool to kind of see a Spider-Man on the climbing wall.
I'm really hoping that we do have someone dressed as Spider-Man for the climbing wall. Our age groups are from 5 to 13 and 14 and up.
Okay.
But yeah, definitely, you know, bring your costume, you know, bring your climbing skills. And even if you are fresh for climbing, it's an excellent way to just kind of get out and have fun in the community and see what our facility is like.
Sure. And then the disc golf tournament in November, which is coming up, the Turkey Toss. And you corrected me when I thought it was actually flinging turkeys at the at the Frisbee golf baskets. And that's not how it works, everybody. But this is something that I know a lot of folks look forward to, right?
Yes. So it is a very competitive. There's, you know, again, there's still some range in the experience levels available.
Right.
But there is members of our community that are just fantastic disc golf players, including our own Roman here at the facility. And so a lot of people look forward to it. It draws in a really big crowd. We share food, we share the sport, and we just have a really good time. And it's a really busy time for us, but because some of us will be there all day. But the best part of it is just getting out there and enjoying our local environment and the community that's around us.
Right. And so explain to us again the idea of the disc golf, if folks have not taken advantage of it, because it's a really great sport. I mean, if you like golf and you like throwing discs, it's a combination of the two.
Yes. So much like golf, you have instead of holes, you'll have baskets. And you'll move around the course. Some of them are more intricate. There's pars set for the difficulty of each of these sections. And so your goal is much like golf. You're trying to reach those baskets in the shortest amount of tosses. Now, if you're not familiar with it, the discs have different sizes and cuts. Anything from a putter, which is a more blunt, heavy object, up to a driver, which is some of them are really refined. They have really intricate edging or weighting on them. Myself, I'm an underhand thrower. So it's not just your normal Frisbee, you know, swinging it from your chest forward. I actually toss underhand for my long drives.
Okay.
But I have a weird curve. So my hand, I kind of let it go and it'll head hard left and then drop right.
Interesting.
Right. So yeah, it's very strange, but you know, and that's what's cool for the beginners is you can just get some of the basic rated, but you'll notice a difference with those discs. And,
sure.
You know, a lot of us there are good resources to kind of educate people on those, and we have a few discs available at our shop. I think we have 3 sets currently, in case people are curious to try them out as well, and we can kind of show some technique.
Okay. And again, it's similar to golf in that you have different clubs for the different types of holes that you're experiencing on a golf course. Same thing for the disc golf. You have different discs to use, as you mentioned, for wherever you might happen to be. And the course is kind of laid out kind of in the sandstone and the brush around campus, right? And it's a really cool exercise as well if you're out walking the course.
Yeah, so we have the course here at the college, which I actually haven't gotten the chance to experience it. I'm looking forward to it. But I'm told it's a really, it's good. It's been laid out by people who are experienced with it, so that it does add a extensive range of difficulties. I am familiar with the Lions Disc Golf Course as well, which is pretty popular in the area.
Right.
And where it does kind of vary from golf is that it is a much more strenuous activity. A lot of the times you're going to find yourself climbing up sandstone sections, or it's a little bit of a hike associated with it as well. And so some of my favorite ones have baskets located at an elevated height, maybe up a cliffside or around a corner. And so it's a good way to get out there, to get active beyond just the disc part of the activity.
Sure. Well, it sounds like they've got a lot of busy stuff coming up next couple of weeks, for sure.
Yes,
right?
We're looking forward to it.
That's
so
great.
We're going to be pretty much hopping every week this next couple weeks.
Very good. And if folks want to more information about some of the things available at the rental center and the things going on at the HHPC, I know you guys have a Facebook page and a website people can check out, right?
Yep, we do have a Facebook page and a website. You're also, what we strongly encourage is just come down and see us. We're located in the HHPC at the back of Cafe Belay. We also have a loading dock out front, so people are welcome to just pull right in there and we'll help out that way. We'd love to meet everybody in person. Keep an eye on our website and Facebook for updated events and activities, or give us a call. 3221 is our number here at the college.
566-3221 would be the number folks can call from off campus. So there you go. Very good. Thomas, thanks for coming in this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet. Appreciate it very much. That is Thomas Gonzalez. He is the manager of the San Juan College HHPC Rental Center here on campus, my guest on KSJE. And I'll be back with more in just a moment. This is KSJE, and the time is 8:39. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.